Hello and welcome to another podcast from my laser-focused positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding, and as I always say, I'm here to try and make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just remind you that if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com, and I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to check out my music or support my music career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. The email address and the link should be in the description of the podcast, depending on where you're listening to it. And depending on where you're listening to it, they should also be clickable as well. So feel free to do either of those two if you would like to do so. So today's show, it's entitled, How Can I Become a Positive Person If I've Been Negative My Entire Life? This is just a title I came up with about an hour ago when I was writing down some bullet points for today's show. And it's something that resonates with me quite a bit. You should see why. So, well, first off, I've spent most of my years on this earth being a pretty pessimistic person, always looking for the negative or negatives in pretty much everything and every situation. But when I joined the Falcon Trading Guidance trading community back in May 2020, who I'm not affiliated with in any way, by the way, I started to learn about the psychology of those who trade the financial markets, the majority of which are losing money, and I discovered from the advanced self-review documents, which I was and still fill in every Saturday morning at the end of every month and at the end of every quarter, that in keeping with what I'd learned, there was always a very clear correlation between my trading results and my state of mind at the time of me placing my trades. What with me also documenting my feelings and not just my trading results. So this got me thinking that perhaps my successes and my failures elsewhere in life were also a direct reflection of my state of mind at the time, which in turn caused me to start studying not just the psychology of my fellow traders, but human psychology in general at a much deeper level. Most notably, how the subconscious mind causes you to gravitate towards the situations and the outcomes which you think about and visualize most often, in ways too many to mention in one short podcast. How the frequency you resonate on in terms of the vibe that you exude causes people who operate on a similar frequency to you to gravitate towards you, often at a subconscious level, and how one slip and lapse in your consistency can undo all of your good work and in extreme cases lose you everything that you previously treasured. And when I speak of the latter, I'm speaking from experience. So as someone who has gone from being just about as negative as it's possible to be to just about as positive as it's possible to be, the answer as I see it, where the question, how can I become a positive person if I've been negative my entire life is concerned, is simple. Simple because you simply choose to be that person. And you do this, as I discovered to my cost, not by changing your actions, but by changing your thoughts. Changing your actions sounds good in theory, but to me, the act of trying to do this is like granting a mass murderer day release. Unless his or her thought process has changed, then it's only a matter of time before one of his or her release days results in him or her committing another murder, to use an extreme an example to make my point. And that's because it's your thoughts which determine your actions. So unless you change your thoughts or somebody has helped you to change your thoughts, which is what I'm, you know, hopefully doing with this podcast or trying to do, then it's not going to change your actions, okay? You're just going to carry on doing the same old thing. So how do you change your thoughts? Well, the first thing that comes to mind, which I used to find sickly, but now understand how paramount it is to start your day by thinking about all of the things that you have in your life that you're grateful for. When we're not grateful for what we have, we fixate on what we don't have, which is obviously going to make us feel frustrated. And of course, frustration can often lead to anger. But even if it doesn't lead to anger, feeling frustrated all of the time is going to make it impossible for us to be positive and attract the people and the things into our life that we actually want. Good things tend to happen to those who are already grateful for what they already have, to some extent for this reason. And you can change your thoughts, as I alluded to yesterday, by by changing your inner circle. And if you'd like to learn more about the importance of maintaining a positive inner circle, then please check out yesterday's podcast where I devoted an entire show to this subject. Being around insanely positive people will often make you feel guilty about being negative in their company, as I discovered in the last 4 or 5 years when I became friends with a lady who has a regular slot on the Good Day Sacramento breakfast TV show in the United States. I think 3 mornings per week, which is obviously a good thing. And this lady is a life coach and a motivational speaker, so she's obviously very positive. And her influence and her positivity also caused me to think to myself, maybe if I was a more positive person, some negative people would feel guilty about being negative in my company. That's not going to be the case for all people, but some people would feel that way, because I felt that way, you know, towards her when I was, you know, a negative person, and she's obviously not. And this is proof that positivity, the fact that I thought this to myself, is proof that positivity really is infectious. So make sure that you surround yourself with it as much as possible. With each new door that opens, as a side effect of you making a conscious effort to be a more positive person, the act of being a more positive person will slowly become easier and easier until it's not so much an act, but merely a reflection of who you now are. We've discussed the law of attraction, but the latter is what I believe to be a good example of the ripple effect of positivity, both of which are never far from my thinking on an almost daily basis. So you need to be aware of your thoughts, okay? The way to control, you can't manage your thoughts or control them unless you're aware of them, okay? So always be aware of your thoughts as much as possible, okay? You can't do that every moment of every day, but try and do it as much as possible. As the old saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. But then when did anything worth having come easily? So if you are a very negative person, then be prepared to graft and go through a psychological journey which might prove arduous. But if you focus on the longer term, bigger picture like most positive people do, and not on short term results and a short term solution to a longer term problem, which is what most negative people do, then I can assure you that the view from the top of the mountain that you're about to climb is a truly beautiful one. And I think that is a great place to end this podcast. It's just a short one today, but hopefully that provides you with some value and gets you thinking. If you are a very negative person, you know, or just a little bit negative, maybe this is the spark, you know, that you need. The only way to change something is to first be aware of it, okay? If you're not aware of it, you obviously can't change it. And hopefully my words, which I try and articulate as well as I can, cause you to, you know, think about your actions and realize that, you know, your future and your destiny, and whether you choose to be a positive person or not, and the people that you attract into your inner circle and the things which you attract are solely of your making, okay? You never see successful people that are negative all the time. There's a good reason for that. And you never see very negative people that are, you know, successful. That's just not how it works. So they, you know, there's obviously a lesson in that, and hopefully I've brought you that lesson through my words today. If you like this style of podcasting, feel free to follow me, and I'd greatly appreciate it if you could share this broadcast out. I want to reach as many people as possible, and now that I'm blessed with this newfound positivity, I'd like to, you know, change as many lives as I possibly can. So if you could help me in that way, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you'd like me to help you, and you know, you've got a bit of a conundrum that you need fixing, or a query that you want me to offer my objective perspective on, then you can email it to me at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's S-T-E-W-Y, just to reiterate, songs@gmail.com. And as I said earlier, I will endeavor to tackle this or them on a forthcoming show. And if you would like to support my music career or just check out my music, you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And as I said, that should be the email address, and that link should be in the description of this podcast. And depending on what platform you're listening to, they should be clickable as well. But that's it for now, folks. I hope you have, as I said, taken some value from this. I will be doing these podcasts Monday to Friday for the foreseeable future. So feel free to follow me, share it about, etc. If you know, would like to keep in the loop with my latest uploads. But for now, thank you for listening, guys and girls. I will be back tomorrow with my next podcast. Have a great day, stay positive, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for listening.